In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. This morning in the psalm, we hear, blessed are those who search his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. And then in the gospel, we hear our Lord Jesus Christ respond to the disciples. The disciples come and they say, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he brings a little child in their midst and he says, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And one of the characteristics of little children, he says, unless you humble yourself like this little child, one of the characteristics of humility or a little child is that they are teachable. When you think about a little child, you bring them to you and they're sitting with you and you start telling them a story, they're listening, they're attentive, they want to learn the stories you want to share with them. And so children are teachable, they ask, they listen, they learn. And so one of the dangers in our spiritual lives is as we grow older, we may attend the liturgies, listen to the gospel, read maybe scripture, attend Bible studies here and there, or maybe all of them, but do we attend with the spirit of teachability? Or do I have the mindset of, I read this before, I heard this before, I already know? And so the question this morning for me and for you is, can God still teach me? Do I allow him to teach me? And so the disciples came and said, who then is the greatest? And it's an odd question because they're not really asking about, they didn't come, for example, to the Lord, say, Lord, tell us how to become holy, how to live a holy life, how to be closer to you. And so they were already discussing who's first, who's closest, who's great. And the Lord ignores this and brings that little child, and it's as if he wants to correct their mindset. And so he puts that little child, and it's almost like he's saying, before we speak about greatness, before we speak about ranks and rewards and position, your way of thinking has to change. And so he says, unless you are converted, unless you are changed. And in the Greek, one of the translations says, allow yourselves to be turned. It's a permission, allowing God to come and work in me, allowing God to do his work, to yield to him in order for me to be turned, to be changed, to be transformed. And so before answering the question, he wants to change their mindset. And so again, sometimes we come to the Lord and we pray and we ask for circumstances to change. We have our requests. And the circumstances remain because before God wants to change the circumstance, he may be wanting to change my heart. Maybe there's a situation with another person and we're complaining to God about the situation. And before he wants to change the situation or the other person, he wants to point out, maybe there's something wrong in me. And so he wants to change the heart of the individual. And so the psalmist says, blessed are those who search his testimonies. He doesn't say, blessed are those who know, blessed are those who have memorized his testimonies, but blessed are those who search. This idea of searching means I'm looking. I'm acknowledging the fact that I don't know it all. I'm acknowledging the fact that there's something more that the Lord has to teach me. It acknowledges the fact that I am teachable and I'm searching because, Lord, I need you to teach me. So every time I open scripture, I realize there's more to learn. Even if I've read this story 100 times already, there's more to learn from it. This word, this message is living. And so the Lord has something to teach me every time I open scripture. And so when I search out his testimonies, it's not just another story, another chapter, but it's the living word teaching me. And so do I come expecting God to teach me, to correct me, to reveal something to me that I haven't been aware of? Or do I come feeling like, well, I've read this before, I know this already? Even as servants, sometimes we go and teach a classroom, and because we've taught the same lesson so many times, we're like, oh, what's new? But even the way we say the message can be different simply if we turn to him, searching his testimonies, and he'll give us something new to give unto the very children we serve. So how do we search? Saint Abraham, Bishop of Fayyum, one time one of his disciples came to him and he had read a passage in scripture and he told him, I don't understand what I'm reading. And so he said to him, don't just read this passage, read the entire chapter. So he went back and read the entire chapter He came back and said, Alva, I still don't understand. And he said to him, come, let's pray. So they stood up and prayed. And he told him, read the chapter again. And he read it again and he said, Your Grace, I still don't understand. So he said, let's pray again. They stood up and prayed again. And he read it again and he said, I don't understand. And he said, let's pray again. And they did this seven times. Seven times he told him, let's pray. And he had him reread. And finally, after the seventh time, he read it. And he said to Sayyidina, it is as though my mind has been enlightened. Now I understand. And His Grace, the saint, said to him, my son, I could have explained it to you and become your teacher. But I want you to experience something more important. That you read scriptures with enlightened eyes. Read scripture with prayer. And God Himself will teach you. How often it is we approach scripture just to get a task done. And how often it is we do like Amba Abraham and actually stand and pray prior to reading, asking the Lord to enlighten us that His words may teach us something. And so I search through prayer, stand before Him with an open heart, asking the Lord to enlighten me, to open my heart to His message, to open my heart to what it is He wants to teach me. Lord, teach me, even if I've read this a million times, teach me something new today. And so can the Lord still teach me through His Word? I can search and be taught the Word of God through others. Others can become mirrors unto me. They can teach me. A little child can say something to me. If I am like a little child, then I'll receive the message. Maybe God wants to correct me in something. A friend can say something to me and I'll be corrected. Saint Arsenios, who was an eloquent man, he knew the Greek and Latin languages, taught the sons of the emperor. He goes to the desert of Egypt, and he goes and receives counsel from monks. Some of them had no education, illiterate. And one time he was seeking counsel from an elderly monk about this, the spiritual struggle and the warfare of thoughts. And another man, another person, watched him seeking counsel from this illiterate elderly man. And he went to Ava Arsenius and said, how can you, who are so knowledgeable and know the Greek and Latin languages, go to a person like this seeking a word from him? And Ava Arsenius answered, I have indeed learned Greek and Latin, but I do not yet know the alphabet of this peasant. He's teachable. He knows I don't know it all. And other people have something to tell me. Am I too arrogant to listen to others? Am I too prideful to have myself corrected by another person? Or do I have that spirit of Saint Arsenius, teachable like a child? Unless you are converted, the Lord says, and become like this little child. And so, to seek Him, the psalm, after the psalm says, blessed are the undefiled who walk in the way of the Lord, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who search out His testimonies and seek Him with the whole heart. I seek Him. I seek Him because I search out His testimonies. I search because I'm teachable. But I seek Him not just with part of my heart, but with my whole heart. Not on Sunday and then the rest of the week is mine. And I say, well, I gave God His time. My whole heart is His. My whole being is His. To seek Him with my whole heart. Do I have that attitude? I give permission to God to enter my heart holistically, not just at certain times of the day, not just when I'm with certain people, not just when I'm in certain places. My whole heart is Yours, O Lord. Not with certain things that I... Maybe sometimes, you know, we're willing to follow the Word of God. I search out His testimonies. I say, sure, Lord, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do Your commands. But I have a red line. This one thing I don't want to give up. This one thing I don't want to stop. That's why the Lord today at the end of Scripture talks about the hand and foot. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off. Radical amputation. Why, Lord? Because you understand that sometimes there are certain things. Maybe a person in my life causes me to sin. And this person I'm so close to, cutting them off is like cutting off a piece of my hand. It's radical. It's like amputation. It's painful. And yet the Lord says, do it. If you want to seek me with your whole heart, you need to do it. Maybe it's a sin, a beloved sin, whatever it is. Cut it off, he says. If your eye causes you to sin, if your device causes you to sin, throw it out. Get rid of it. Radical, yes. But it's the key to seeking him with your whole heart. Herod, in Mark chapter 6, it says that he feared John, which is good, knowing that he was a just and holy man. That's great. You know that St. John the Baptist is a just and holy man. And he protected him, even greater. He's protecting St. John. And then it says, and when he heard him, he did many things, and he heard him gladly. He would hear St. John the Baptist gladly do what he said. He was joyful to hear the words of St. John. Just stopping there, we'd think he's a great disciple of St. John the Baptist. And yet he had a red line. I'll do anything you say, St. John. But here's my red line. Her name is Herodias. Don't cross it. Sometimes in our lives, we have that red line. Lord, I'll do 90%, 99%. But that 1%, don't cross. Here's my red line. I'm unable to do this. And if I'm unable, say to the Lord, I'm unable. But don't pretend. Seek him with your whole heart, he says. Unless you are converted and become like this little child, he tells the disciple. Because children are teachable. And so because they are teachable, they search out. They want to know more. Am I teachable? Searching out his testimonies, as the Thomas says. Searching it out through prayer. I search out scripture in prayer first, like Abba Abraham teaches us. I search out his testimonies and his corrections and guidance through others. Am I teachable when others instruct me, correct me, direct me? And so I search out that way. But also, do I seek him with my whole heart, as the psalmist says? Because seeking him with the whole heart is a condition to also enter the kingdom. May we all be converted as little children, being teachable, because the opposite of being a child is not being an adult, but the opposite of being a child is being unteachable, really. I become stubborn. I become full of pride. Let us be like little children, full of humility, being teachable as little children. To our God be the glory now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen.